awareness months. If only those things didn't exist, we had to be aware of. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I hope that you are aware of that. But more important is that you and the people you love know about SARC, the Sexual Assault Resource Center, which is nationwide, but also has a chapter right here in the Brazos Valley, that Martha Opperstein heads up. Yes, it's a job for her, but it's also a passion, and it's personal.
Not only am I a survivor of a child sexual assault, or molestation, I should say, but I've worked with people, and I know people who have been assaulted here locally. I know that even as a teenager, I came real close in an incident to being assaulted by a very close family friend. I know it's something that, unfortunately, we can't prevent, but we can always try to reduce someone's risk of sexual assault, and that's something that I try to do each and every day.
It's no coincidence that one person who knows and depends on the work that SARC does is our Brazos County District Attorney, Jarvis Parsons.
It's something that we do as part of our job, but it becomes more than that when you get a chance to see cases where people's lives are really affected. And not just, you know, people always think about it as, well, it's the person who was victimized, but it's not just them. It's anybody else they may have had a relationship with, their parents, their friends, their coworkers. All those people bear that burden. And so it's kind of what we call a labor of love to try to at least not, I wish we could take it back to where it never happened, but we can at least try to right a wrong. And the SARC, our Sex Assault Resource Center, helps us do that.
The local SARC website is sarcbv.org, sarcbv.org, and you can go there to see the alarming statistics. But listen to this. In 2016, SARC in the Brazos Valley served 559 clients, both male and female victims. And 256 of those were new intakes, as they call them. SARC spent more than 500 hours helping these victims, and in all, SARC received 11,500 hours of volunteer work. All SARC services are free. They accompany victims to hospitals, to the police, to court proceedings, to social service agencies, and their service helps identify the bad people. And that, says D.A. Parsons, is part of why he supports SARC.
Getting them off the street and also getting that person, the survivor, the help that they need. And so it kind of helps to go towards a whole person. And so all we can do is something in the criminal justice system, but SARC takes over and works with that person before the trial, after the trial, people who may never go to trial, and they help to basically heal some of those wounds that have been there lingering for years and years and years. A lot of times people may not even understand why they act the way they do, and through that counseling they can kind of find out what those triggers are and become better people and whole people and kind of leave that in the past behind them.
So with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, I hope you and your kids and all your loved ones are aware that right here we have the Sexual Assault Resource Center.
Exactly, that we're there 24/7 for them. That if we don't, you know, there's always somebody there to answer the phone. All they need to do is talk about what happened. As I said, if it was last night, a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that there's somebody there who believes them. And that's what we try to also treat each other, is start by believing, because more than likely it's true.
Again, the website for the Sexual Assault Resource Center is sarcbv.org, and the 24-hour hotline is 979-731-1000. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.